This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, bet you're wondering, is Derek going to do a podcast this year? Duh.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Louis Vuitton umbrella when I walk through the rain in the kitchen whipping chicken kind of bread.
Another season of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. I don't know what year I'm on, maybe five. I've been doing it for a while now. Love to see how sports betting has exploded. I love that. Had a ton of people ask. I didn't even know if I was going to do the podcast this year, if I'm being honest with you. But then, you know, people started hitting me up. Derek, I need some NFL winners. I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll get back in there. I will have at least somewhat of a part-time co-host this year. My boy Brian, my gambling partner. We're doing the Circa Millions contest. Little $1,000 entry. $1 million first place prize. Went halvesies, so I'm going to bring him on starting next week. We'll keep you up to date with that Circa Millions contest. And then if you're new to the podcast, I give out five games that I'm betting on in the NFL every year, every week, I should say. Had a great year last year. Playoffs sucked. Had a great year before that. Playoffs sucked. I think my second year, I shit the bed. And the first year, I think I hit like 63% or something like that. I'm that dude. Not really, but, you know, I have had a lot of success doing this podcast as far as my picks go, especially during the regular season. So I'm back, and I'm going to give you five games that I'm betting on. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, go through this whole preseason bullshit and do an NFL preview. You know that I'm not really a big numbers guy. I look at the numbers. Obviously, I gamble. So, you know, I'm involved in that as far as, you know, breaking down stats and all the shit that goes into when you're trying to handicap a team. But I'm not going to come on this podcast and do it. I'm going to tell you who I'm feeling. Because at the end of the day, that is how I gamble. That is how I bet. All right? I give you five games. That's just, people say that's not how you should bet. Fuck them. I think they're full of shit. I think that's how you get the advantage. I think every number that's put out there has every number baked into it already. So where do you find your edge? My big brain. That's where I find my edge at. My heart. My eyeballs. Speaking of which, can't put a lot into week one. I say that every year. You can go back. I mean, you know, don't go crazy this week. It's just week one. Let's have some fun. Let's bet some football. Let's see how some of these teams look after like week three or so, you know. Then we'll have a better idea moving on throughout the year. But I don't want to hear shit on these first 2 weeks on what my picks look like, all right? Because you don't know shit, and I don't know shit. We're all about to find out together. One of my picks, actually, I'm not going to put it in my five picks. I'll give you Chiefs-Lions kick off the season tonight. I am on the Chiefs -4.5. Travis Kelce may play, may not. A lot of money coming in now on the Lions. Lions are a little bit hyped up. It's prove it, okay? Prove it. Until then, the Chiefs at home -4.5 against the Lions, yeah, I'll take that. I will take that. Yes, sir. So I'm definitely betting on that game, but that is not one of my five picks for the podcast. Again, I do five games each and every week against the spread in the NFL. Don't come to me about no college bullshit, betting on baseball, none of that shit. I thought when I first started this podcast, I would do this weekly throughout the season. And it's just like, yeah, NFL's my thing. That's where it's the only really sport that I'm decent at gambling. Although I did have a big win last week in college, you know, not that I'm going to start doing a college podcast, but you know, I was on the Colorado Buffs +735. I was. I already posted my ticket to prove it. So shout out to Dion for getting my bankroll heading into a positive direction before week one even got here. Let's just get into it. This podcast is never terribly long. It'll probably be a little bit longer starting next week when I bring on my gambler partner, Brian. I will have podcasts for you out every Friday. It's going to change this year. It's going to be Friday and Monday. Reason it's going to be Friday is because I want to get into the Circa Millions contest stuff, but those lines don't come out until Thursday, so I'm going to have to record that podcast like Thursday night. So if I do pick Thursday night games this year, you'll have to follow me on Twitter or Instagram. I'll post them on there. And then obviously I'll do a recap show every Monday, recapping the week, win or lose, and I'll give out a Monday night football game, okay? So you guys asked for it. I'm here. I'm not going to waste a lot of time. As far as Cowboys go, a lot of people, you know, they hit me up about the Cowboys. I know I'm a big Cowboys guy, but, you know, Dak last year, perfect opportunity. Our defense played unbelievable against the 49ers in the divisional round, and you saw what Dak did. So, you know, we're going to start a new year, and do we think anything's going to be different? I don't know how the fuck you could ever possibly think that. So, watching the Cowboys all year, hoping for the best, but I think we already know how that's going to go. It's just, don't tell me any different. I don't want none of you Dak people in my shit either. Like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't give a shit what he does against the Giants, whatever. All right? When the playoffs get here, that man folds. That man folds. So until we're rid of Dak Prescott and moving into a different, which is probably, I mean, listen, we need Jerry to die, okay? But I don't even know if his son going to be different. Probably not. We just brought fucking Trey Lance on the team. Like, whatever, dude. The fuck are we doing? But I'm not going to get into that, okay? I'm not going to get into it. So don't ask me. We'll see how the season goes. Go Cowboys. Beat the Giants. It's not one of my five picks. Let's just get into my five picks, okay?
Number five.
I'm going to go Browns plus 2.5. Joe Burrow, it got to be a little bit rusty. Played a lot of football over the past, like, what, 3-4 years. He's been deep in the postseason, deep into the college football playoff. Like, this dude, you know, and now he's got a little bit of an injury. Didn't play the preseason. I don't think he's practiced a whole lot. I think the Browns are sneaky here. Well, not really that they're sneaky, but Deshaun Watson, you got to think maybe this is a different Browns team. Who knows? But I think it's a good spot. For Cleveland, plus 2.5 at home, taking on the Bengals.
Number four.
I'm going to go Colts. Yes, Colts, plus 5 at home, taking on the Jags. Derek Carr got a little chip on his shoulder. I don't care about the Jonathan Taylor thing. Running backs are a dime a dozen. The Jonathan Taylor shit can get out of my face. I like Derek Carr and the Colts at home. I don't know why the Jags are 5-point road favorites week one. Yeah, I know the Jags had a good year last year, but this game started out as a pick 'em, and then it's been bet all the way up to Jags minus 5. Like, we'll see if the Colts are that bad. Not that I think the Colts are going to be great or anything, but it's just 5 points is a lot for the Jags week one. All right, I'm just saying, it's a lot.
Number four,
Raiders plus 3.5 on the road taking on the Broncos. Fuck Sean Payton. I think Sean Payton's been running his fucking mouth all summer. He's been talking shit to Russell. He told Russell all the shit that he thinks is wrong with him in his personal life. He was talking shit about the former head coach Nathaniel Hackett, who's now with the Jets, and that's just a no-no. Like, even if you come in and the coaching's fucked up, that is a no-no. You're not going to sit in there. It's a weird move to then bash that person in the meat. I think Sean Payton's a dickhead. I think he's a dickhead. I think, you know, he had this insane quarterback in New Orleans, Drew Brees, who was just that dude, and he was able to look like a genius for a long time. I think Russell Wilson got a little bit exposed last year, you know? Maybe that Seattle D, maybe Pete Carroll really was the secret of the success. Maybe there's a reason why Seattle let Russell go, okay? Maybe there's a reason. And I think the Raiders are going to come in and fucking smash the Broncos. I love them plus 3.5. Sprinkle a little on the Raiders money line, but I love them plus 3.5 to open the season week one against the Broncos.
Number three.
Where's my next pick at? Fuck. Oh, I like the Chargers minus 3 taking on the Dolphins. It's, you know, I'm a big fuck this guy. That's why I'm betting on these guys kind of guy. if that makes sense. Fuck Tua. I think Herbert's that dude. Chargers. I don't know. I just think the Dolphins kind of, not that they ever went into the stratosphere at all, but, you know, we just keep hearing this Dolphins shit, and it's like, I don't know. Are the Dolphins really, I like the Chargers. At home, Dolphins got to fly all the way to the West Coast. I know that they haven't had any, you know, any wear and tear on their bodies, but I'm still going Chargers minus three. I don't believe in the Dolphins. I don't believe in Tua. All right? Dolphins minus three, or Chargers minus three at home taking on the Dolphins.
Number two.
You got to go Falcons minus 3.5 taking on the Panthers. I'm not going to lie. There was a big part of me that thought the Panthers might be sneaky in this spot, but just everything I've seen out of Carolina is just awful. It is so bad. And I just think Atlanta at home, I don't know. I liked Atlanta in a lot of spots last year. They were an interesting team. I know they weren't really good, but they did. I do remember them winning me quite a bit of money last year. So I'm going to go Falcons minus 3.5. I just think it's just because I think the Panthers are just like that dysfunctional. So not overconfidence in the Falcons. It's a weird number at minus 3.5. Obviously, that's a tough one. You know, you want to get it at 3, but it's at 3.5. So it's a bit tricky. But I think the Falcons will take care of business, and I think the Panthers are a really bad football team right now. So I'm going to go Falcons minus 3.5.
Number one.
I'm going to take the bait. This is such it's such a Joe Public square, you don't know anything pick. And I admit that. But I just can't. The Commanders minus 7 taking on the Cardinals. It's a huge number. It's a huge number. Minus 7 points in the NFL is so much. But that's how the Cardinals, what the fuck is going on there? Did y'all see that weird-ass, like, motivational, whatever the hell that was, speech from the coach? That dude he's hated by everybody on his team. I mean, that guy might last 3 weeks. I think this could be really, really embarrassing for the Cardinals. I think they get blown out by Washington. But then again, it's such a square pick that it's like, watch Arizona win this game. But I'm going to take the cheese, especially week one. All right? We're not in midseason form. We're just getting started. So the picks might be a bit wonky until we get a feel for it. But I'm going to go Commanders minus 7, taking on the Cardinals at home. Those are my 5 picks. That's how the podcast goes. Again, starting next week, it'll probably be a little bit longer with my gambling partner Brian on with me and stuff like that. I'll recap all the picks that I did on Monday, and then we'll be back Friday for week two. Looking forward to it. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for, you know, I guess hitting me up and wanting this podcast. So I'm doing it for you. Doing it for the people. That's my week one pick. So, again, real quick recap. Commanders minus 7 taking on the Cardinals. I got Colts plus 5 taking on the Jags. Browns plus 2.5 taking on the Bengals. Chargers minus 3 taking on the Dolphins. And Raiders plus 3.5 taking on the Broncos. Those are my 5 picks. I'm also on the Chiefs minus 4.5 tonight. I also like the Packers this weekend, but that's not one of my 5 picks. Let's have a good year. Let's hit 60%. Let's go win that Circa Millions contest. I'll be back Monday. We'll recap everything. Have a good weekend. Enjoy week one.
Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.